what I'm about to do is I'm going to take all my belt off, and I'm going to show you how I set up my belt and the reason why I do it this way. So let's start. First of all, we're going to start with the left side. So we're going to move from left to right. First, I have my taser right here. This is the department issue taser. As you know, Taser International, also known as Axion. This is an old model taser. I still use the old boxy cartridges. Still a 5 second round. As you can see. So it's a 5 second round that you do. The colors means it depends on the distance. So I don't remember what the distance for the green, but I always try to keep it not too short distance, like, you know, shooting, but not too long though. So between 15 to 10 feet, that's the perfect aiming for a taser in order for the prongs to disperse. And the longer they are, so if one hits your chest and another one hits your thigh, that's a perfect connection. So the electricity will travel through the long distance and it will affect the person better. So, taser. Then I have this combination of magazines for my Glock. And also I have the combination with the AR-15 magazine. This was made by Omega Holsters, which I'm gonna talk about in another video. And they were able to put together these two, the combination, which it helps me because if you watch my videos previously, or if you don't know about me, I work in a small town. My backup is 10, 15 minutes away. And if I get in a gunfight, well, the more ammo, the better, right? So I can get in a gunfight with my Glock 22, or if I have to deploy my AR and I, for whatever reason, I run out of ammo, I have another 20 round magazine in my belt. So I don't have to go run in the back of my car and put in my tactical vest and grab, you know, magazines from there. I can just grab it from my holster in my belt. So there it goes right there. I have this loop that I use to put my flashlight or my, I'm old school. I have a PR24. So if you've never seen a PR24, I recommend you get one and get the training for it. So right here, I use the little loop. Then, let me open this up. Then I have my flashlight that I use. It's just a little flashlight, nothing too fancy. If you can see right here, there's two screws missing, and that's because I forgot to put the little glue, the Omega holster. This is from Omega holster as well. Forgot to put the little glue in there. The screws fell off, and well, now I bought more screws and I have the glue, so now I have to glue the screws so they don't, it gets loose, you know, when you're moving around too much. So, but when it had the screws, it was easy to use in and out. You adjust it as you wish according to your flashlight. So I have just a short little flashlight that I use. Then we're gonna move on to my radio, and this is of course radio issued by the police department. Is a Motorola XTS 5000. This radio is old and is actually going out of service next year. So the police department right now, we're looking for new radios and we're, you know, applying for grants and things like that. And for radios, we got quoted at $20,000. So as you can imagine, small departments, we don't have that much money running around. So, and we just purchased new vehicles, which if you watch my previous videos, you see the new vehicle that I got, which is actually really cool. And radios are really important, so we need to get new radios. They're gonna go out of service. However, I can still use it, but if it goes bad, if I need a part or anything like that, that's it. They don't have any more parts, unless you find them on eBay or, you know, another radio shop where they have spare parts, which I don't think so because they're really old and I'm pretty sure they use them all already. Next, again, Omega holsters. I got this holder for my tourniquet. If you don't have a tourniquet in your belt, you are failing big time. you must have a tourniquet. It is what it is, with more equipment, whatever, but it is important that you have a tourniquet because this can save your life or someone else's. All right, easy to pull out. If you've been through training with active shooter, this is like standard medical issue, standard medical training that you get during the training for active shooters. So it can work on yourself, like if you get shot in the arm, if you get shot in the legs. It's really for extremities. So anything for the chest, you will have to get different a different type of medical. If your lung can collapse, if you get shot, of course, in your lung. And the reason is because the pressure in the outside and the pressure inside your body will collapse. Like I was saying, it's called chest seal. So that's what it is. Just a chest seal is a... I don't really know how it works, though. But that's what it's called. So you, I'll bring some information. Yeah, I'll put it up there. Alrighty. Now we move on to my little club pouch. They call it pager pouch. But believe it or not, there's some departments still have pagers. Man, that's so 90s, right? So I just put my gloves in here. It is important. Note it. It is important that you do not put anything behind your back in the middle in your spine. Because if you ever get into an altercation and you fall backwards, that might compress your back and your spine, and you will get a really bad injury. I know police officers that done that, and they have really bad injuries. So please don't put anything in the directly in the back under your spine. If you do, like I do, just put something soft where, you know, it's not going to affect anything medically. Next, again, Omega holsters. We have a pepper spray or OC spray pouch. This one right here is easy to get in and out. The only, see, that's the only bad thing about it, that it's gonna destroy the outer, not the seal, the you know where the logo is and all that stuff. So it's gonna destroy it, as you can see. So it is what it is. But I use mine upside down because I was taught to do that in my first academy. And the reason is because back in the day, the actual canister had a really bad seal. And when the seal got dry, it didn't shoot anymore. So that's why officers started wearing it upside down, so it the seal will stay moisturized. And as you probably seen, some people like to shake the canister and then spray. Well, now you don't have to do that, but I mean, I've been doing it for a while, so that's how I do it. Then we have a baton, expandable baton. And this is, again, a generic standard baton. I really only use it once to break a window, and it took me a while, but I did it. So just a standard expandable baton. Then we have a Blackhawk holster. Recently, what I did, since I'm part of the tactical team, I use a male-female Blackhawk holster attachment. And this is an easy attach. You just push these two buttons in the back, twist, and then you get it out. Then what I do is I use it, and then I'll put it on my drop holster that I have for my tactical team. So I don't have to change holsters or, you know, have different type of holster. And it was only, believe it, like $38, something like that. It was under $40. Again, it comes with two females and one male. So easy to attach. To attach it, you just have to go right here. Let's see. Boom, there it goes. Now it's attached. So easy. And this one, I will have to unscrew this room. And finally, I have a double magazine pouch in the front. And I have an ASP handcuffs and a generic, well, it's not really generic. It's just a lot of officers don't use this type. Made in England. This one is HIATS, HIATTS. I believe that's how you say it. I always keep my magazines with the opening in the outside, except for, well, ASP, you don't need to. So it's really, these ones are really good. I like them. The reason why I have my handcuffs in the front is if you are going to arrest somebody, you have, you know, their hands behind their back. What is the first thing TB teaches? Well, officers are going to go and do this and grab them and handcuff, right? Well, right here, there's a lot of movement. There's a lot of movement right here. If a person is really good in martial arts, or he or she is a good fighter, you can get into a struggle right there. Even though you have the hands control, if they know what they're doing, they can get you. So the reason why I have him in the front is, and I have two of them, is I can go right here. So most people, remember, like I said, they're expecting that you go back here. That's a disadvantage. I don't like it. So if you go right here versus a short movement, I prefer the short movement. It's really simple. Once you train a lot, you can open and grab them and go. I've done it plenty of times and it works. So that's my just my personal take. So let me change and put this all together, and you're gonna see how it looks like with the new Beyond Key belt.